Welcome to Fulfilled, a podcast focused on applying proven methods for finding fulfillment and hacking happiness. I'm your host, Roger J. Comstock. All right, well, welcome back to Fulfilled. I'm just so grateful that each of y'all are here. Today, we're going to be talking about how our perspectives and our paradigms can affect the way that we experience outcomes in our lives. So what we think about can actually determine the reality that we experience, which is just such a wild thing. But I want to show you that it's actually true. I'm going to show you through some data and some science that this is actually what's happening, which is wild. So first of all, if you're new here, right, you're welcome to go join my Facebook group called Fulfilled Proven Methods for Finding Fulfillment and Hacking Happiness. You can search for it on Facebook. I'm a huge advocate of the idea that fulfillment is equal to gratitude, growth, and giving, right? Those three things together. And so again, we're going to be talking about how our thoughts, the things that we are consistently kind of ruminating on, how they affect our outcomes. Okay. So pretty interesting stuff. Let's start with some quotes here. There's a guy named Maxwell Maltz. The guy is awesome. He wrote a book called Psycho Cybernetics. If you haven't read Psycho Cybernetics, I would highly, highly recommend it. I'd put it in my top three favorite books of all time. I'm just getting ready to reread it again. But I think about this question because it's so important. Think about, like, what do you believe about yourself? Right? What do you believe about who you are and what you have the ability to accomplish? Maxwell Maltz said this. He said, our self-image and our habits tend to go together. Change one and you will automatically change the other. Within you right now is the power to do things you never dreamed possible. This power becomes available to you just as you can change your beliefs. Right? Super, super interesting. So very helpful to understand that if we can change the way that we think in our minds, we can change what we experience in life. Another kind of cool quote from Maxwell Maltz here. He says, a human being always acts and feels and performs in accordance with what he imagines to be true about himself or herself and his environment. For imagination sets the goal picture, which our automatic mechanism or our subconscious works on. We act or fail to act, not because of will, as is so commonly believed, but because of imagination, right? So think about those things. It's important, right? Super, super important. I love it. One of the things that you can start doing right now is imagine yourself being in a time machine, right? Let's say that I land there in your living room or wherever you're at watching this or listening to this. And in that time machine, right, you get in and you can program it to wherever you want to go. Let's say that you decide to go a year into the future. Think about what you'd like that to look like. Right? What would you like that to feel like, taste like, smell like, sound like, all of those things. Then get back in the time machine and go 5 years in the future. What does that look like, right? How much money do you have in your bank account? What does your house look like? What kind of a husband, father, wife, mother, friend, brother, sister are you to the people around you, right? All of these things, you've got to design your life the way that you would like it to be, right? It won't just happen. You have to let your destination determine the path that you take, not your path determine your destination, okay? Very, very important. Now let's say you get back in the time machine and then you go to 10 years, right? And you go to 20 years. But this practice allows you to create a blueprint for your life to design what you'd like to achieve and accomplish. And it can be very meaningful and helpful in allowing you to be able to reach your desired outcomes. All right. Really, really something that will be worth your time, right? To be able to do. It's a great investment. Okay. I want to talk about a study that was really interesting. It was a study done in Japan. I don't think they'd be able to do it here in the United States just because of its ethical implications. But what happened is they took students and blindfolded them, okay, in Japan. They took the right arms of those students that were blindfolded. They rubbed with quote-unquote poison ivy, not real poison ivy, okay? They just told them it was poison ivy. So the 13 students that were blindfolded, they rubbed their hand with or their arms with a harmless shrub, but said it's poison ivy. What was really interesting was their belief that it was poison ivy. It actually created a biological effect. It's really, really interesting. They broke out as if it was poison ivy. Okay. Very interesting to think about, right? This is an actual study that was done. Crazy. Now, with the other arm, now this is why it wouldn't be okay here in the United States, right? The other arm, they rubbed with actual poison ivy, which is crazy. All 13, right? They rubbed it with actual poison ivy, and all 13 were highly allergic to poison ivy, but they were told that this was a harmless shrub on the other arm, all right? And only two showed a poison ivy rash. Again, so to summarize those findings, it was really interesting. The right arms were rubbed with a harmless shrub of the 13 students, and they were told that it was poison ivy, right? And that belief created a biological effect, an allergic reaction, which is crazy to think about, right? Even though it was a harmless shrub. On the other arm, right, they were rubbed with actual poison ivy. And they were told that it was a harmless shrub. However, only two of them showed the poison ivy rash. All right. So think about how are your beliefs affecting your outcomes? Right? How is your paradigm about life affecting what you're actually achieving or seeing? Right. Really, really interesting. One other kind of crazy study that was done in Yale. Right. So credible source. Very interesting. Seven different hotels. All right. Half of the employees were told, these maids, right? People cleaning the room. They were told how much exercise they were getting through the normal work they were doing, the calories they were burning, and how vacuuming was a cardio workout, right? Half of the people working at those seven hotels were told that. The other half were told nothing. All right. Several weeks later, guess who lost weight? It's crazy. The people that had been told that they were doing cardio exercise, right? Very, very interesting, and that it was good for them, that it was is a workout, right? Their cholesterol also dropped. Isn't that wild? Crazy thing to think about. And there's no difference in workload. It was just what was going on in their minds. All right, so think about these things. This will be a short podcast today and short meeting for those of you that are in the Fulfilled group who are able to see this. But let me know if you guys have any questions about these things or want to hear anything about a particular topic. I'm so grateful you're here, and I hope you have the most wonderful week. Y'all deserve the very, very best. We'll talk to you soon. I never settle for mediocrity. I never make excuses or allow them to govern my future. I am successful. I am excellent in every facet of life, especially family, freedom, and finances. I am results driven. I win by choosing every day to be the captain of my own internal environment. My thoughts determine my outcomes. I am accountable and hit the goals I've made for myself and the team. We rise together. I am a provider and a giver. I am excellent in the basics. I keep it simple. I elevate my sights. I have an insatiable hunger for success and will not be outworked. I am proactive and not reactive. I am a winner and abhor losing. I have discipline and consistency over motivation. No one can stop me. I can, I will. Watch me.